Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Burna Music Series. Thank you. This is our ninth year in running. Unbelievable. And wow, this is the most exciting night we've had in all those 9 years, probably. So when I was talking to Matt about having him come and perform here, I had no idea that he was going to be more than one mandolin and then more than two mandolins, so it's going to be pretty awesome. We have intermission downstairs, and bathrooms are downstairs as well, and then we come back for another set after that. And I want to recognize our sponsors. We've got KeyBank, National Bank of Middlebury, Waitsfield, Champlain Valley Telecom, Maple Landmark, Preservation Trust of Vermont, and Stark Mountain Woodworking. So, yay sponsors. Also, don't forget to check out the amazing CDs during intermission. They're all by the back front door, I should say. There's also an email list, and if you are not already on it, to hear about upcoming shows. So anyway, I'm sure you're just as excited as we are to hear these three amazing mandolin players with Pat Melvin on the bass as well. So we've got four people up on stage here. And after intermission, we get a special guest treat from a special young guest, so that'll be great too. Anyway, we are just so thrilled to have all these people here and to have these amazing musicians. So please give a hand to Matt and Jamie and Will and Pat.
too.
Wow. All right. We really thought that the... thank you for coming tonight. We kind of thought the weather was going to keep you all away, so we're really not sure what to do with this. Thank you for coming. This is Jamie Masefield on the mandolin over here. And on the mandolin here is Will Patton making it. Over here on the bass, you know, it wouldn't be a trio without a fourth member. This is Pat Melvin on the bass.
And the star right here on the fourth mandolin, third mandolin, Mr. Matt Flinner.
Well, thanks very much. That first tune was one Will wrote called Henri Le Cat, right?
Yeah.
Will speaks French, and I think that means Henry the Cat. Yeah. So we're going to do a variety of stuff and see what three mandolins sound like. I think it's the happiest sound. I think it's even happier than two mandolins. There's three mandolins. And two mandolins is pretty darn happy. And at some point, we're going to have four mandolins. So just brace yourselves for that. So we're going to do, right now, a kind of an old-time tune, bluegrassy old-time tune. Jamie's going to start out called Chinkapin Hunting. Thank you.
Tune of mine now, which is going to take us to the jazzier side of the world, and this one's called Styles. Thank you.
Well, we're going to do a tune now. It's kind of hard to play mandolin without thinking about Bill Monroe at some point. He was the father of bluegrass music and a great mandolin player for most of the 20th century. And we're going to do two tunes that he wrote. He wrote this first one. I think he was trying to emulate the sound of bagpipes. And you can you can decide after we play this maybe which is more annoying, bagpipes or mandolins playing in harmony. Maybe more threatening to, like, as you know, when you're marching into battle. They never marched into battle with mandolins that I know of. They just were too quiet, I guess. They didn't want to damage their mandolins. They're too pretty, you know. And bagpipes, who cares? It's just a sheep stomach and a bunch of sticks attached to it. It's true, right? I mean, I feel like I should take up the bagpipes living in Vermont. It just feels, I don't know, feels good hearing bagpipes out in the mountains here. So that tune is called Scotland. And then we're going to do another Bill Monroe tune after that, which is called Stony Lonesome. So do we have some musicians in the audience? How many musicians are here? Yeah, all right. Well, actually not that many. Usually we play to the... Seems like we were just thinking mandolin nerds would show up, and that was about it. But how many mandolin players? All right, cool. Yeah.
More mandolin players than musicians.
All right, so here we go with Scotland into Stony Lonesome. Thank you. All right, well, thank you. Well, the time has come for the fourth mandolin to come out and show itself. So that looks like a bigger mandolin, but it's actually the same size as he's. This is Pat's really small, so it looks like a big instrument in his hands. It was funny, Will was playing it backstage, and it looks so much like Will's mandolin, and I've seen him play that so much, so I thought he had shrunk, because it was, anyway. So this is an octave mandolin Pat's going to play, and we're going to, it's even harder to tune than a regular mandolin.
These are the original strings from 98.
That's actually my mandolin, I apologize for that. So we're going to do a piece written by J.S. Bach here, and actually, it's not written for mandolins. He never wrote anything for mandolins. And he's like the most successful composer ever, but I mean, you know, he would have been even more so had he written for mandolins. But this is a piece from the Well-Tempered Clavier, the piano pieces. And arranged for four mandolins. I actually need to move this. And this is one of the preludes from the, I think it's book one, but I could be, it might be book two, I'm not sure. So don't get mad if it's the wrong book. But book one, prelude number 22, originally in B flat minor, now in D minor for us. That's D minor right there, yep. That's. So here is the prelude 22, J.S. Bach. The version I have in front of me is actually in B flat, so actually,
that was
the wrong one. Just realized that's a good thing we didn't start it. All right, here we go. If this gets too slick for you, just let us know and we'll bring it right back down to earth. Thank you. All right. Everybody doing okay so far? All right. All right. Well, we're going to do another tune now. And this is another instrumental, and this is one that I wrote. A trio of mine called the Matt Flinder Trio. We played here maybe 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Was anybody at that show? Yeah, they came. Nice. It was not as big a crowd as this. We're so glad to be. I'm so glad to be back. I think have we all played here before? Have you played in this hall, Jamie, before?
I played here for a benefit, but not as part of this series.
Right. It was such a great atmosphere, and you played here, Pat, right, at some point?
I have.
Yeah. And I've seen Will here, so. Anyway, thanks, Michelle, for having us at this beautiful spot, and I'm glad you all made it out on this rainy January night. But yeah. Well, we'll do a tune of mine that we probably did on the show when my trio played here, and this is one that I wrote. Well, it's not that interesting a story, and it's about football. You don't want to talk about football, so let's just do the tune. So this is one called Raji's Romp. Here we go. Thank you.
This next tune we're going to do is a tune I wrote for my lovely daughter, Anna, who plays the clarinet, and is in fact playing the clarinet up in Richmond tomorrow afternoon. So I suggest you all go up and hear Anna. I'm not sure of the venue. Do you know what, Debbie? Richmond Congregational Church. Yeah. 4 o'clock. Thank you. I'm so glad. So glad somebody knows. So I wrote this for Anna on the occasion of her birthday. I was hanging out. It was in the fall with my octave mandolin and had a little campfire going. And this tune just kind of popped out. So it's called Anna's Waltz. Thank you.
All right.
That was fun.
We're going to play one more tune here and take a break. And there's some, if you're interested, there are some CDs there by the door. We'd love if you check those out. My son Tegan will be happy to help you out with that. And I think Colvin is helping too, right? Is that right? So they are experts in charge of the music back there that you can find out more about those. There's CDs by Jamie and Will and me. Nothing together, but you have to buy them all to get a complete picture of everything and put them all, yeah. We'll take a break and for about, I don't know, 15 minutes or something. And do they still do the stuff downstairs? Yeah, okay, so that's a good place to go, get a refreshment, and we'll see you back here. So we'll have a special guest in the second set, so please stick around. And here is a Duke Ellington tune called Caravan. Thank you. That's Will Patton, Jamie Masefield, Pat Melvin, Pat Flinter. We'll be back shortly. Thank you very much.
Okay, and the winner is David Andrews, is that right? David Andrews, come on up and get your CD if you... That was fun. All right, so we are ready for our second set, and again, thanks for coming tonight. This is just an amazing show and show up of people, and well, I can see why, because all these guys are terrific. So please give them a hand once again.
All right, well, thanks for sticking around. Welcome back. We're going to do something a little different here for the start of the second set. We make welcome my son, Lucas Splinter, on the keyboard here. So the whole reason this concert came to be is I gave a donation to the North Branch School down in Ripton to do a concert, but I thought it'd be a solo concert and have Lucas come and play with me. And Michelle was the one who bought the concert. So that's why this concert is happening. We thought, well, let's make it something a little bit bigger, and we put together the Vermont Mandolin Trio. So the Vermont Mandolin Trio exists because of a combination of North Branch Auction and Michelle Fay going ahead and bidding on that. And also I want to give Michelle a hand for and North Branch School. Yeah, that's awesome. And also our friend Chris Pike, who not only asked if I would donate something to the North Branch School, but also, and so he's responsible kind of for this indirectly as well. And he also loaned us his wonderful keyboard. So thank you, Chris Pike. And he got us all set up. So Lucas and I are going to play a few tunes for you here before we get the rest of the ensemble out. We hope you'll enjoy it. And we're going to start off with a Horace Silver tune. And we just didn't really think about this, but I guess it's kind of appropriate. It's called Song for My Father. So. Thank you. well, thank you so much. We figured you have not heard enough Bach yet tonight, so we're going to do a little bit here. Just a couple of short Bach pieces here. One is a minuet for piano, and the other one is a march, also for piano, in G major. Never been played before, as far as I know, by piano and mandolin, maybe ever in the world, so here we go. We're just going to play a couple more tunes here before we get the band out. And next one you might recognize. Next two you might recognize, actually. And this one is a Scott Joplin piece. And so, you know, it's not The Entertainer, though. It's the other one. I'm going to do the other one. All right. So here's The Maple Leaf Rag. Also, piano. I feel like we're breaking new ground here. Piano and mandolin. It's pretty cool. So here's The Maple Leaf Rag. Thank you. Well, thank you. We're going to do one more tune here, and you know, I don't know if we really need to introduce this one, because you probably will recognize it, and it's a lot of fun to play, and thank you for having us, and we'll be bringing the band out for this, but this is really hard. I'm just going to say right now, this is a really hard thing to play on the mandolin, what we're about to do, so just so you know, it's really difficult. Here we go. All right. Lucas Splinter on the keyboard. All right. Thank you, Lucas. And oh, that was fun. So, all right. Well, we're going to get the rest of the band out, so... Another hand for Lucas. He walks off. We'll make a little stage change here. So we'll play a few more tunes here with the Vermont Mandolin Trio, plus one. When I was growing up, I was a kid playing banjo in a bluegrass band, and we ran into the Dillards, which is one of my heroes was Doug Dillard, and they played on the Andy Griffith Show and stuff, and they were kind of big stars. But Rodney Dillard was Doug's brother, and still is. But he said, boy, you just never follow either a dog act or a kid act. Just don't do it. But do our best here. Welcome back, Jamie Masefield, Will Patton, and Pat Melvin here on the Place of Teams. We'll play a Will Patton tune.
We're going to do a tune I wrote for an homage of a guitar player named Chivalo Schmidt. He's a gypsy guitar player in Paris, and he's the real deal. He's a crazy guy, and you know, he loves to wear red socks, and he thinks he makes them look really fancy, just like Django. So this is called Che Chivalo. This is kind of a tune that he would play. It's kind of his métier. Che Chivalo.
Play a tune that I made up a while back. I lived out in Wyoming for a little while and felt like there, you know, all the tunes that I knew were from the East, from like tunes like Cumberland Gap and Cripple Creek and Ashland Breakdown and New York, New York. You know, they were all Eastern tunes and there weren't that many Western tunes. So this is one I wrote about a river in Wyoming. called Black's Fork. We'll do it right here for you.
Try a tune of mine now, and this is in the bossa nova vibe. I grew up in an era where your mom and dads drank martinis and listened to Jobim and this really seductive, cool Latin rhythms, and you know, when you're running around as a little kid trying to catch fireflies and you hear that music, it seeps into your brain and ends up staying with you for the rest of your life. And then you might get to the age where you're like, man, maybe I should try to write a tune like that. Or maybe I need to just see a therapist. I'm not sure. So this is my effort to move in that warmer climate direction. And this song is called Bromeliad.
Wow, all right. Well, we're going to do a couple more here. The first one is an old-time tune, and if you play old-time music, then you probably play this, or if you play bluegrass, you probably play it. And this is a little bit different kind of arrangement of it. Everybody doing okay so far? You?
Yeah. All right. All right.
We're not used to hearing that as mandolin players, so that's kind of throwing us off a little bit. Thank you, yeah. So here's a tune called Angelina Baker. It's either Angelina the Baker or Angelina Baker. I think it might be Angelina Baker, but it's written by Stephen Foster. I'll have to just look it up. But here we go. Tune, and I want to thank you so much for coming out tonight, and our pleasure. Thank you. We're honored that you came, and thanks to Michelle Fay for putting this on, and Tim Price for this great series that gives so much to the community, and come back. I'm sure you do come back, but keep coming back to these because live music is precious and this is a great place to hear it. So thanks for coming tonight. And again, that's Pat Melvin on the bass. Give him a hand. As well as octave mandolin. What a job. That's Jamie Macefield on the mandolin. And Will Patton on the mandolin. Give him a hand.
Mr. Matt Flinner.
And Lucas Flinner for sitting in, too. Give him another hand for doing a great job. So, thank you all. Have a great weekend. And go hear, either you could hear Will's daughter tomorrow up in Richmond, which would be great. If you want to come up to Greensboro, we're playing up there tomorrow at 3. And the weather's supposed to be really
great.
Really great. But there's really good beer up there. My son Tegan will help you out with CDs if you want to check that out on your way out. And if he's still awake, right? Okay, you don't have to go right now, but Tegan would be happy to help you with those. So thank you again very much for coming out tonight. And you've been just such a pleasure to play for. So thank you.
Don't
and
forget the sound, man.
Oh, geez, Mark Mulqueen, what a great job. Thank you. The thing is, when the sound is so good that you don't even think about it, you forget. And that Mark is like that. And every time we play with him, it's that good. So thank you, Mark. It's so great. I appreciate that.
Is it Limehouse?
Yeah, Limehouse Blues. Here we go. Thank you. thanks again, Jamie Masefield, Will Patton, Matt Quinter, and Pat Melvin. Thanks for hearing the Vermont Mandolin Trio Plus One.
One more song.
This is it.
That was a long one.
All right, well, thank you so much. It's been such a fun night for us, so thanks for being here. And here's a Charlie Christian tune. Is it Charlie Christian and Benny Goodman credited? So here's the 7 Come 11. Thank you so much.